The island of Bali occupies a unique position in the mostly Muslim Republic of Indonesia. 95% of Balinese are followers of the Balinese version of Hinduism, Agama Hindu Bali. For Hindus, the ceremony of cremating the dead is the most important ritual of life. Only the complete dissolution of the body in fire and water liberates the soul and enables it to be reborn eventually. As the Balinese cremation ceremonies are very expensive to carry out, many of the deceased are first buried in a cemetery. Only later, sometimes much later, can their descendants afford to commit their bodies to the flames. Most people on Bali are not rich. They are simple farmers, members of the lowest of the four Hindu castes. They are allowed to tag along as part of the cremation ceremonies of members of the higher castes. The highest caste is that of the priests, who are considered spiritually pure and must be cremated immediately after death. A lotus throne, several meters high, is used to transport the corpse bedded on an open platform to the cremation site. The base of the throne rests on the back of a turtle with two snakes wound around it. The turtle represents Bedawang, who in Balinese mythology carries the island on its back.
This refers to an episode in the primordial Hindu myths, the churning of the ocean of milk. The gods and demons desired to obtain the nectar of immortality that was hidden in the depth of the primeval sea. They used the giant world mountain as a churning tool and the king of the serpents as a churning rope, with gods pulling on one end and demons on the other. They caused the mountain to rotate and the milk to churn, but the mountain began to sink. The god Vishnu transformed himself into a turtle, dived beneath the mountain and supported it on his back. Finally, the nectar of immortality rose from the depths.
Part of the procession to the cremation site is also an ornate coffin in the form of a white bull. The bull represents Nandi, the mount of the god Shiva. On Bali, this god's special colours are white and yellow. Dozens of men are needed to carry the coffin, using bamboo poles to spread out its enormous weight. Hundreds of people join the procession to the cremation site, where the body is placed into the coffin and set alight, along with the lotus throne. All that remains is a pile of ash and bone fragments, which the family carefully sifts out. After additional ceremonies of purification, these are thrown into a river or other flowing water. This somewhat reduced but beautifully detailed copy of a lotus throne, which can be as much as 5 meters tall on Bali, was created for the Rautenstrauch Joost Museum in 2006 by the artist E. Ketut Budiana, who also made the white bull sarcophagus.